listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Hello, I'm Reverend Charles Irvin. Do you believe in Easter? This is the Sea Churches Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Charles Irvin. And today, service is Jesus Christ, the Bridge. Dear Lord, may my powerful words be lifted up to your name. That you come into me through these words to open some of our hearts through this podcast today. Amen. Now for our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy word be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy word be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses and forgive us our who trespass against us. And in temptations but deliver us from you. Thy kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now for the scriptures of other day from Romans chapter 14.
Romans chapter 14. Accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? to their own master, servant stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another, another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord, and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God." So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died. Therefore do not let what you know is good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin.
Thanks be to God, that the Lord from the word from our Lord. Jesus Christ, the bridge. As you probably are getting ready to wake up, either to go to work or get ready to go to church, you might cross the bridge today. As we cross bridges over water to get anywhere in life, Jesus Christ is our bridge to our Lord, our God. He's the bridge that will save you. He will not collapse. He's our rock. He's the rock of the bridge. He's the pillar of the bridge to hold you up and to give you peace and hope. And that's what we're lacking in this world today, is peace and hope. And I will ask you this question today. Do you believe in Easter? He rose for you. He died on the cross and rose for you, for your sins. So we can have no more sins in this world. But right now, people are losing faith right now because those wars are going into the world right now. And I pray that we're not going into another war. That Jesus would bring the hope and peace, to bring peace in this war right now. God sent his son so that we can know him, to bridge human into spiritual life together. He is our bridge. I live right next to a bridge myself. As you cross a bridge today, think of Jesus Christ while you're crossing that bridge. As you cross that bridge, that he will make, he will bring peace to your heart and ask for your forgiveness. Every time I cross the bridge, I think of him. He's our bridge between our life here on earth and our spiritual life in heaven that we will go someday. As in chapter 14 said, I am your servant. He's a servant of God. As a servant of God, the weak is strong. The bridge is strong to hold you up. The bridge is here to hold us up, and Jesus will hold your life in his hands. So when you cross the bridge today, believe in Easter. Believe his name. Believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now for our hymns of the day. Starting with my favorite, I Will Fly Away, O Lord. Hallelujah.